Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 12, 1897. Haskell, brother and sister. Starr, brother and sister. Wilson, brother and sister. Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia. December 16, 1897. Previously unpublished. My dear brother and sister Haskell, brother and sister Starr, brother and sister Wilson. Be of good courage in the Lord. The Lord has far more interest in the work in Stanmore and suburbs than it is possible for any of us to manifest. We must remember constantly the words, "Ye are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building." 1 Corinthians 3, verse 9. As laborers together with God, the Lord will make you His light bearers. You are connected with one who tells you, "All power is given to me in heaven and in earth." Matthew 28, verse 18. You need not fear failure or defeat. With hands uplifted to God, revealing to all that you make God your strength, you will be brought in close relation to the people and to God. We will grow while we work. As we work, we see the need of prayer and of striving continually for a deeper insight into the mystery of God's love to us through Christ Jesus. In beholding His glory, we are reflecting His image from glory to a more perfect character. It is the Christ-likeness we bear with us before those who are seeking for truth that thaws the frozen-up affections of their souls and our own souls as well. There will be times when you will find you will have to lay hold of souls as represented in Jude, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garments spotted with the flesh. Jude 23. Reach down deep, pull hard. Never let go your hold upon the line of faith and determined purpose. Draw, 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 for all the work is of God, and the universe of heaven draws with you. Satan is striving for the mastery, but so long as you center your faith in God, he will not succeed. An arm that is infinite is stretched out to sustain the worker. Hold fast to the one for whom you labor. Sudden and desperate effort is at times required. There must be no such thing as failure or discouragement. Some may seem to be unimpressible, but you do not know what battles are going on in the soul, of truth against error and error against truth. You may have to repeat the same words again and again, but they are not lost. They are becoming fastened as a nail in a sure place. It takes time for the enlightening of the understanding. Sin has darkened the reasoning powers of man, so that he does not discern the sacred from the common. But hold fast to every soul. Be importunate in prayer. There are those who profess to be Christians, who have had an experience in the things of God. These will receive the truth. Others think they know it all and will not heed instruction. The darkness of error has blinded their perception. Therefore, wait patiently. Get them often on their knees to pray with you, and angels of God will be present to water your own souls with the showers of His grace. Tender your own hearts and their hearts, and it will be a blessed season to both. The Lord will take these poor souls if they will come and stand under His banner in loyalty. A new heart will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. Ezekiel 36, verse 26. This is the divine breath of God to the soul of the true seeker. God will give you His healing power. We will rely upon Him, for He is our great physician of the body as well as of the soul. We are praying for you every day and in the night seasons. Be strong in God, yea, be strong in the power of His grace.